Three, two, one.
Light them up.
I'm Paul.
This is Buck.
This is the Paul and Buck Show.
Hey, the Big Buck and Deal. Hear us. Download the latest app at paulandbuckshow.podbean.com.
So let's get going.
Yeah, Buck. Awesome, man. Ronnie, please introduce yourself.
Ronnie Sandhuff, live in Sinton, Texas. I've been at the same place for close to 50 years. That's where I started my business, and that's where I retired from my business. I sold it in 2008 to one of the employees.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's still there. He rents the building from me, and he owns everything inside, and he's a good young man. And I go out there and aggravate him, and he runs me off. And they take care of our dogs while we're gone. And
awesome, man.
We have good rapport. We look out for each other. I've known Chris since before he was born. I knew his family.
Wow. So let me ask you, how long has it been the shop business? How long have you had the business?
Okay, I was working at Valero Refinery, and I started my shop part-time around 1980. And I would come home from work at the refinery, and I was mainly making money any way I could to buy equipment. And
as a machinist,
okay. Yes. And as time went by, I was setting up cars, going to races. I noticed there was some problems with some of the cars on the shocks. We'd take them off, and they were different. And at that time, this is the early 80s, yeah. mid-80s, a lot of the cars, most cars had Coney shocks.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And you go back then, they had the old orange single adjustable. You had to take it off, push it down, and turn it. And I'm thinking, that's no way to go. But then they started coming out with a double adjustable. Well, I found out that as long as they were good and they responded to the adjustments, they were fine. But a lot of times the adjustments just wasn't there like it should be. And there were people that were relabeling them,